Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Noon on hump day. Congratulations, you're halfway to the weekend. It's all downhill from here. A lot of football coming up over the next 45 minutes. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away. College Football Corner at 12:20 as well, as we continue to turn the page to Saturday. Again, shout out to Kennesaw State. Big win at home last night in the rain. Weathering the elements, getting to 6-2 on the season, bowl eligible for them. So congratulations to Kennesaw State for that nice win last night. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well.
Okay, see, this is the thing with, you know, we talk about our phones. They're not cheap, but they're not up to date. So my phone keeps doing this thing where it keeps going to SOS only mode, right? Mm-hmm. And so turn it on, turn it back, comes back to the regular thing. So yesterday I called Apple support. I don't want to text you. I won't talk
to
somebody.
Yeah, I need to talk to somebody about my issue.
Yeah, okay. So they said, Andy, they were like, okay, you need to update your software. So I went ahead, put the new iOS on it, came out fine, whatever, whatever. And then it went back to it. So I'm like, that ain't it.
Okay.
And so I was like, maybe it's an AT&T thing, might be acting up or something like that. And they're like, no, you need to reset your cellular data, whatever it's right. Whatever. So we just did that. And now it was fine, and it always worked when you're like on the phone with them.
Of course, when you're talking to the guy,
you're talking to them and everything, it's fine. And then it goes right back to this. And I told the people, I told that man on the phone yesterday, Andy, the Apple man. I said, "Is this some kind of plot to get me to go get one of these new phones with numbers on it? Because I don't, you know, whatever number is the new one and all that other stuff. Not doing it. I won't talk to nobody. I'll wait till I get home on Wi-Fi before I give in to the man that is Apple."
I hope that's true.
For the man.
You should.
I'm not giving in.
I think they should give you a bonus if you keep your phone long enough.
I do too.
Yeah. If you keep an iPhone for however long, what's the term? Is it 5 years? Is it 10 years? Whatever. Like if your phone—
I'm not giving in to the man.
If the hardware outlasts the software— yeah. You should get a free upgrade.
Yes, I agree. It's so funny because
there's enough people having to buy new phones because they drop them in the toilet and they can't not crack them, and I don't know what else
this
people do to phones.
This phone right here, Andy, is falling in the pool. Yeah. It'll fall in the ocean, and it still works.
And it's still swimming. It's still no problem.
Yeah,
but you should be rewarded for that.
But
like,
do you still have a button?
No, I don't have a button.
Oh, so
mine's facial recognition.
Yeah, I got a thumb button, and so that's why people be clowning because I still got a button on it.
I wish I did.
I don't care.
No, you shouldn't. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a new phone.
Is it at least the button with the thumbprint?
Yeah, the button with thumbprint, yeah.
Because there was one before that didn't even have the thumbprint.
No, mine got the thumbprint.
You had to press that button.
Yeah, mine got the thumbprint. I don't want, because I watch too many movies, I don't want to do the facial recognition, because what if somebody clones my face?
I don't know. You're more, yeah, probably.
Yeah, like how do you Mission Impossible?
Or Face Off.
I'm assed face off. Off. I'm assed out.
I know.
I'm assed out. You got all my information.
No, but you got good alibis, though. People know where you are.
Yeah.
You're on the radio, so you got a good alibi there. Or you're at home.
Yeah, man. That's why my wife's out of town. She's like, well, we already know where you're at.
You're in the basement.
If you're not at work, you're in the basement. Look at my boy. My boy Corey. Get a new damn phone. Why?
Why, Corey?
This one works.
What are you, Corey? You work for Apple?
We got
stock?
Yeah, man.
Leave me alone.
He's a big time.
Well, good for him.
He's a big time educator, Andy.
Well, I'm glad. And I hope he likes his nice phone. That's what I never understand is like, whatever, do your thing. You and me are kind of in the same boat, stubborn as far as it comes to this kind of stuff. But then when I'll talk to people about it, they'll like give me a hard time. And it's like, well, who are you advocating for?
My kids are.
What are you, Steve Jobs?
Like, sometimes my kids got to help me.
You're
with,
not getting
with
a
stuff.
Slice of it.
Like my son had my phone the other day. He's like, Dad, the print's kind of small. Like,
Daddy's got good eyes.
You see that phone you got? Me. Uno Nuno.
Yeah, I bought that.
I bought that for you.
Bought that with these eyes.
With these eyes.
His hands and all this stuff I did.
The reason I have this phone is so you can have that phone, son.
Exactly right.
That's not the reason. But I like how it came out so smooth.
Yeah, it came out good.
It came out so smooth, Eddie.
But it's the people that...
These are sacrifices that your father makes for you. When I say father, that means I'm going deep.
If you call yourself father...
If I call myself father when I'm talking to my kids...
That's lecture speak.
That means I'm dropping some...
You only
some
refer
dime.
To yourself as a father during
as
a lecture.
As your father.
Exactly right.
Yeah, boy.
100%.
Yeah.
The people that give us hard times about upgrading technology are the same people that complain about, well, that's not going to get good ratings if that's the Super Bowl. Shut up. You don't get the stock in that either. Yeah. You don't own Fox or whatever.
I got a nice screen protector and everything.
I'm going to watch it, and if you text me, I can get your text message, all right? Now, if I'm away from a charger where you have to lay it on there for too long, I'm not going to get your text message. My plug-in charge doesn't work anymore, all right? But that's all right. You could put it on the thing and it charges like that. It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, the charger plate, bro.
Now, I still don't have a plan for my laptop. My laptop's sitting in there dead in my backpack for a couple weeks. They said they were going to get me a new one downstairs, but you know how quickly things move around here.
Yeah,
so.
I'm thinking about getting me one, too.
Okay, do it.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
What will I ever need a laptop for?
I don't know.
My iPad's perfect.
If they're giving out company IMAX.
Might as well get me one.
MacBooks, whatever.
While you're down there, can you ask for a microwave? See if they got another company microwave.
Oh, dude. Because Bo can't heat up his damn burritos.
Oh, yeah. What happened to the microwave?
Oh, it's been Dylan broken. It's been Dylan broke it again?
Well, it was last used by him. So,
so he broke it.
So Dylan broke the damn microwave.
Do you think that there are website restrictions on company laptops?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. All right. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I've been in a situation where...
Do you think there would be?
I would
think, I've never tried, honestly.
I've never tried.
Yeah.
I never had that company, so I don't know.
So, like, I don't know. What would happen, like, if you tried to go to a website that was banned?
Okay, you're trying to watch porn on the thing.
I'm me?
What the hell else is banned?
I'm just asking questions here.
My bad.
Pornography?
Yeah, my
Not
bad.
Not me. But like if you tried to go to it, do you think it would let you and then give an alert and then they would talk to you about it or it just wouldn't let you?
I don't know. I know one thing. This is how
I can say sorry.
I never knew nothing. I thought the same thing.
I think it'll just block you.
Andy, I thought the same thing happened to me when we went to training camp at this in Concordia, and it's, I don't know what kind of school it is, whatever. And so we're in the dorm room.
Yeah.
And so I'm like trying, you know, it's training camp. I'm away from, I'm hundreds of miles from my woman.
Yeah.
And so you had to have the hard cord, right?
Mm-hmm.
The dial-up.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever
yeah.
it is.
Yeah,
plug it
like
into
that.
A wall, do you plug it in the computer?
Ethernet or something.
Yeah, Ethernet. Yeah, yeah man. Boy, all kind of stuff. I was like, they're going to take my ass to jail.
Yeah, they protect those. They protect those systems there on those.
Didn't know that.
Christian colleges.
Yeah, didn't know that. did not know that.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I'll let you know what happens.
You gonna try it too, aren't you?
I mean, you can't even do it in Georgia anymore. It's banned. Let's get
really?
To an. No, I don't know. Oh. Let's get to an NFL moment. Abe's got workarounds.
Abe got some black market sites.
Abe knows how to create a VPIN or something like that. Whatever it's called. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The big news of the day is that Aiden Hutchinson got a very big contract extension from the Detroit Lions. 4-year, what did I see? $180 million?
Yes.
How much is guaranteed?
$141 is guaranteed.
Woo-hoo. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. And so Micah got one. Micah's still per year more, but Micah got 136, so he got 141.
Because Micah's was 3 years?
Micah got the 4-year extension.
Okay.
No, Micah might have got the 5-year extension. I can't remember. But they added on to what they already are.
Right.
So this
okay.
is more like Hutch is in his 5th-year option, I think it is. So this adds on to it. So it's like a 5-year deal, whatever. I know that was something they wanted to do. They were trying to get it early. This dude is a one-man wrecking crew.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, that's what they're going right for wrecking crews are.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can come in, you can establish yourself as one of those guys in the first couple years of your career, then you can ask for more than the last guy got. So coming off the injury that he had last year, obviously, when he saw Myles Garrett get what he got, he was like, great.
Yep.
Give me half a year.
I'll get that. Appreciate it.
And there he is. They're playing some good football in Detroit.
Yeah, they are.
They had that tough start to the year, but they're rolling now.
Remember I said they couldn't play because Ben Johnson was gone?
I do remember when people said that.
Yeah.
Turns out good organizations can weather the storm of a coordinator leaving.
Real quick, because Shefty just, I mean, we got it from some of our local people. Michael Penix Jr. is day-to-day with the bone bruise in his knee, but head coach Raheem Morris told reporters that he feels really good about his quarterback for Sunday against the Patriots.
I know you were on vacay. I feel like that's what he said
that's exactly what he said last Wednesday. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. And that's why we were so like, all right, well, you know, he's fine.
Right.
We feel good about where he's at.
Here's the weird thing, though, going back even further, because, again, you weren't here for all this playing out day by day last week. Monday, we thought it was a bone bruise in his foot.
Okay.
Right? And then, like, as the week went on, it was like, no, it's not his foot. It's his knee. Okay. Was it a bone bruise? Yeah, that's a bone bruise in his knee.
Okay.
Oh, we heard it was a foot. So as the week went on, the injury moved.
Okay.
Or our knowledge about it moved. And then, yeah, they made it sound very much like he would play, and then he didn't, right. Obviously. The Drake London one was the most surprising, though. Like, he was fine all week, as far as we knew. Mm-hmm. And then you show up Sunday, and it's like, oh, he's going to try it out? Can't go? I like what Arch said, too, is like, sounds like Kirk was a little surprised by that as well.
Like, whoa. Well, damn.
Also, interesting, Arch talking about Kirk getting hit that first passing play on the first drive. That's the first hit he's taken in a year, pretty much.
Now you know how to get hit, damn it.
Sure, but
how many times he been hit?
Sound like it hurt. Sound like he didn't recover from that one.
It's football. Yeah, it hurts when you get hit.
Sure, but I hadn't heard anybody talk about how maybe that one had knocked something loose. Man, he didn't play the same afterward.
Get blank together over here, man.
Yeah, I'm not making excuses.
No,
for
I know
him.
You're not.
I didn't want him out there in the first place.
Hit. He got hit too hard.
Give me Easton Stick.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, whatever. The Patriots made some moves yesterday. They sent Keon White. You remember Georgia Tech's finest?
Uh-huh.
Sent him over to the 49ers. They traded him yesterday. What was another one I saw? That Kyle Duggar. Yeah, they signed Kyle Duggar. He's going to the Steelers.
Yeah.
Are they clearing out space for something up there?
I don't know, but they
are they clearing out bodies for something?
They kind of paid him to go away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are they really? Are they up there trying to? That's very. And then my main man, love this dude, Mercedes Lewis, 41 years old. I think he's signed. I know he worked out for the Broncos. It came
practice
out,
squad.
That he's going to get an opportunity to go play at 41 years old, man.
Phenomenal.
Good for him.
Phenomenal.
Good for him, Doc.
So, I mean, that, you know, you don't sign a 41-year-old tight end if he's not going to play eventually.
Yeah, he might as well play.
Just keep him fresh, and then when you need him in December and January, put him out there.
Yeah, he's going to catch a couple of touchdowns.
By the way, the Broncos are they're playing fine.
They're okay.
They're 62. Although Pat Surtain Jr. is, yeah, that's is a on big, the shelf.
They're not going to put him on IR. They're not going to put him on IR. Guys, this Friday, join the morning shift at Publix on Ponce Daily. Own indicator for a special broadcast. Come join, pick up your supplies for the weekend, for your weekend football parties, and come say hello to Allie, Mike, and Bo as they broadcast live from the stores. All brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix.
All right, let's go from Sunday to Saturday. We'll talk a little college football coming up next. The College Football Corner cocktail parties on Saturday.
Damn right it is.
Let's talk a bit more about that. Next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up at Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the back page with Bo here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Hump day. Hour number two, noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get back into the big story of the day at the top of the 1 o'clock hour as some of the midweek quotes are coming out from Flowery Branch and Raheem Morris met with the media earlier today. Zach Robinson was is answering questions actually as we speak up there. So we will see what they say and relay some of that to you. Obviously, Wednesday is the day the Dukes and Bell broadcast live from Flowery Branch. So they'll be at the Ticketmaster Studios today from 2 to 6. Raheem will stop by, so we'll get a chance to talk to him And Mark Schlereth is going to join us at 1:20 as well, as he always does on Wednesdays, our Odyssey NFL insider. He was on the call for the Patriots game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So he just got done watching the Patriots play and can tell us as much about them as anybody can. So that'll be good.
It was so funny because a listener sent this to us, but my wife was talking about this all morning about these damn monkeys that had escaped. Hey, man, watch yourself. That's what I'm saying. If you're in Mississippi now, truck carrying some research monkeys, some potentially infected with hepatitis C, that herpes and COVID.
They got herpes monkeys on the loose.
That rumor was shot down.
Oh, okay,
they didn't
good.
Have any diseases. It's just monkeys. There are monkeys.
I like this sound. I like them sound better.
Sounds crazy.
It's a more interesting story. Yeah.
But my thing is this. There's some monkeys on the loose down in Mississippi.
That's right.
All right? So don't be that guy or that gal.
Aww. There's just one out there. Only one left.
You know, what kind are we talking about?
I don't know.
Because there's a lot of different size discrepancies.
All I know is this.
I'll punch one of those little.
This is all I'm going to tell y'all about that. Okay, y'all go over there messing with them. Because you know when they talk about when you see a dog, you put your hand out there to let them sniff it and all that stuff. Don't be that person. Get your damn arm ripped off. Mess around with no mean monkey with hepatitis C. All right? Hey, fella, don't worry. I won't hurt ya. And those are the people that be missing limbs and getting their ears ripped off by them damn monkeys.
Yeah, look,
leave a monkey alone. He does not want to go home with you and be bubbles.
If you're
right?
in Mississippi and you see a wild monkey, you should definitely avoid the monkey.
But no, that's not Mississippi. Ain't no monkeys in Mississippi.
Exactly.
So they're gonna be like, oh
exactly.
my God, it's a monkey.
That monkey's not supposed to be there.
You also don't have to take the rifle out of your back of your truck and shoot it.
Yeah,
leave the monkey alone.
I'm gonna put some lead up in him.
Let him shoot a monkey?
Hell yeah, I'll shoot a damn monkey. A wild monkey?
It's not a wild monkey. That's a research monkey.
Oh, yeah. It's a
smart monkey.
If you live in Mississippi.
That means it probably has predetermined dislike for humans already.
There are no monkeys in Mississippi. So if there's a monkey in Mississippi, he wild.
He's not supposed to be out.
I'm going
to
pop a cap in his ass.
I'm calling somebody.
Because the thing about
get him back where he's supposed to be. He's probably scared.
Man, please.
That monkey doesn't want to be there.
Man, please.
That monkey wants to go back to trying on lipstick so people can
look good
at prom.
Whatever.
Okay?
You let him. So a deranged monkey running up on Andy.
I didn't say deranged.
I'm telling you, I'm asking you.
Well, if it's deranged and I have a rifle, these are extreme examples.
I think by the time you figure out it's deranged,
they just said
it's too
aggressive
late.
Towards humans.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Aggressive towards humans.
But again, how big is he? If he's one of these little.
He's 16 pounds.
That's a little.
I'll beat the absolute brakes off a 16 pound.
You got a cat that weighs it.
Yeah.
Your cat
if
got
you
a cat
would tear you up.
If you can't beat up a 16 pound monkey, then you deserve.
Your cat got that
bump. Get what's coming to you.
Your cat got them bump, that,
I'm
that
just
bumpy?
Saying, for sized context, it's not a big monkey.
16 pounds?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a newborn
monkey.
Baby, practically.
Yeah, you let him come out there, mess around,
that
foaming from the mouth. I'm
going to
clock him, too.
You don't think you can beat up a 16-pound monkey? You've said you could beat up a bear.
I told you, I catch him right on the right day. I catch him on the right day when all these joints.
Let's keep it 100 here.
Let me catch him on a good day when it's warm.
First day out of hibernation, hadn't eaten in a while,
yeah,
weak.
I catch him on the right
barely
day
standing.
When these joints and knees. Feeling good? Oh, I tussle with a bear. I don't mess with monkeys.
16-pound monkey. I'll plunk that monkey back up into the
just
tree.
Just the small monkeys, or are you not?
I don't mess with monkeys, man. I don't
probably
mess with
a smart strategy.
I don't mess with no monkey, man. Yeah, I don't like nothing that can, you know, be swinging from trees.
That's true. They have tails. The
they
tail
got tails
is definitely
a, from their feet.
The tail's a factor.
Yeah, I ain't got time for no monkey.
Plus, they have hands for feet.
But I'm just telling you, but you let one run up on me, and I got that new driver that I ain't used yet. I just found it in the garage, Andy. Like, I bought this driver like 5-6 years ago, and just, I was like, "What is that in that damn box? It's a damn driver."
What kind is it?
Was it Titleist?
Oh,
yeah,
great,
dude. Never even forgot I bought it, but yeah,
that's monkey defense. Now
I'm talking about Andy.
You better be holding it when he runs up on you, because you're not gonna be able to go get it,
dude. I'm gonna beat that damn monkey.
That's what I'm
probably
saying.
Just kick this monkey.
I got a
really
T-ball bat in the back of my car right now just in case stuff pops off.
Is it protection?
Yeah. Just in case a monkey or anybody else has a problem.
I wish a monkey would. But damn, you got a nashed ass monkey on the loose. Yeah. All right? So be careful now in that Mississippi.
There's an update. The monkeys are bigger than expected.
Ah.
Oh.
Okay.
That changes. 40 pounds.
A 40-pound monkey.
That's different. That's different.
They were 16 pounds yesterday.
And it's 40 pounds.
They're growing. They're growing.
Man,
that's what those medical things can do to
what
you.
What were they testing on them? HGH?
Like, no, were they like the ooze?
Yeah. It's the secret of the ooze.
That's the secret of the ooze
right
of Mississippi.
All right, let's get to a college football corner.
Hey, better watch that 40-pound monkey.
40 pounds is a lot.
Yes.
That changes things. All right. Georgia, Florida, Saturday afternoon, 3:30, ABC, Jacksonville. You've played in this game three times.
Yes.
Three times.
Yes.
Probably never right after Florida fired their coach.
No.
Yeah.
Never done that. I think, you know, with the 2 weeks, we have fun with it, but it is a real thing, the new coach energy.
It
you
is.
You got 2 weeks.
It is.
I anticipate Florida doing a lot of different things. I think there's going to be a lot of tempo going. It's going to be in their favor early. I can already tell you. They get the ball first, they're going to go down and score in Georgia. Yep. And they're going to be like, oh, it's going to be the hoopla. Because DJ Lagway is a damn good player, in my opinion. I know the numbers aren't looking like it, but I think this is a damn good quarterback.
Jaden Ball's a really
good
runner.
He's a really good runner.
Really
and
good.
Then that young damn boy, Dallas, can ball.
Yeah.
And so they got some good players on defense, too. But I think, you know, the new coach energy, the new wrinkles that they're going to come with, it's going to catch Georgia and put Georgia on their heels.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, certainly new coach energy, but also I just think it's like – you don't know what they're going to throw at you.
Exactly.
Energy.
Exactly.
And also, nothing to lose energy.
Yes.
Because none of these guys are going to get that job. Like, no one's coaching to be the next Florida head coach. You're coaching for whatever your next opportunity might be. And if you can resurrect this thing a little bit, you beat the number five team in the country or whatever, go on a little run down the stretch, like, that's a nice resume piece for this coaching staff.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that they are talented. Like once
they got some good players.
Once they got healthy, and they've only been healthy for a little
while. And like you mentioned this 3 weeks ago, DJ Lagway's practicing now. Who'd they beat when they beat Texas.
It's funny how he finally looked like a SEC quarterback when he got to practice for a week and he got his wide receiver back.
Yes.
And then they lost that game to A&M, but then they beat Mississippi State, who still hadn't won a SEC game, by the way. They will this weekend, or somebody will this weekend, because Arkansas plays Mississippi State. Neither of them has an SEC win, but one of them will at the end of the weekend. But, yeah, no, I think that it's going to be one of those ones. And this is also just what Georgia is this year in reality. It's probably going to be pretty stressful. Like, Georgia's better than Florida.
Yep.
I think over the course of 60 minutes, they'll figure it out and get there.
Yep.
But it might take them 55.
Yeah.
Like
I mean,
it has.
That's just what it's going to be. That's just the way this team is right now. That's what I anticipate how this game is going to be played out. I think the thing with Georgia is that, you know, I think B.A. was talking when we had B.A. yesterday. He mentioned, and he's absolutely correct, that the offensive line is getting healthier.
Yeah.
And as they've gotten healthier, they've gotten better.
Yep.
They got to be able to run the football. Gunner is playing really, really good. He's playing some really good ball. I know Kobe Young was a really good player for us, but this kid from A&M is supposed to be, you know, you gave him a whole bunch of
Noah
bread
Thomas.
To come. You gave him a whole lot of bread to come. They're probably, and they're the same body type, too. Mm-hmm. They're tall, long, big receivers.
It's also nice, and I know especially for you.
Hell yeah.
To see what they're doing with the tight ends.
Hell yeah, it is.
Lost luck. He had three touchdowns.
Three tugs.
Against Ole Miss.
Three tugs.
Georgia pass catcher hadn't had a three touchdown game since Muhammad Massaquoi,
I think
was the last player that did that.
My boy.
Pretty cool. Yeah, to see that name pop up. But I think it'll be a good one on Saturday afternoon. Texas hosting Vanderbilt.
Watch out.
At noon.
Well, you mentioned
as long as Arch plays.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I didn't realize Arch was dealing with the concussion.
Yeah, he's got a concussion.
Okay,
he played. He played well in the second half of that game for them to come.
Don't kick it to.
What's the kid's name? Don't kick it to the punt returner for Texas, man. The Mississippi State found that one out on Saturday. The Vanderbilt story is incredible, though, man. They keep beating good teams. And Missouri's a good team.
They are
a
good team.
They beat them on Saturday at home, game day, and all that.
Where's game day this week?
They're Utah.
Oh, okay. Oh, Utah, Cincinnati?
Yeah, I believe they're Cincinnati at Utah.
Oh, really?
It's a long day.
That's a long game.
A late game.
They don't play at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Miami's back after that loss. They're going to SMU.
That's a sneaky one, too.
That's a sneaky one for Miami. Can they bounce back from that one? Let's see. Indiana's going to murder Maryland.
Yeah, probably.
What was the noon game I saw this morning that I was thinking about?
Penn State, Ohio State was supposed to be good, but obviously that's not the case any longer.
Yeah.
Penn State doesn't have a conference win.
That's crazy.
They're 0-4 in the
Big
Ten.
They were just number three.
They were
number two.
And they were in the Final Four last year. I mean, they were,
Is it Duke and Clemson? I'll find it.
Navy and North Texas?
No, it was another 1 o'clock game.
What are you laughing for? That's a big game for the group of five.
It's a big game. It's a big game. I wouldn't have thought that would be the one Randy was thinking
of.
No,
that was not the one
I was
thinking about. But
maybe it was.
Who knows?
Randy was
talking to me off air about that North Texas quarterback.
You remember that?
He didn't know his name, but he's like, that guy.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that guy.
Yeah, he threw for 600 yards while you were gone.
Yeah, he's going to be the John Mateer of this transfer portal, where they're going to try to take that coach and him as a package somewhere. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Oklahoma, Tennessee playing a de facto elimination game.
Pretty much.
Which is pretty brutal for Oklahoma.
Oh, no, that is it right there. The new game. The Texas Vanderbilt game is the new game.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's the new game. And I was like, with Vanderbilt going to Texas at noon and everything like that, but I didn't realize the whole thing with Arch and his status. But, I mean, I think, you know, overall, when you look at it, you talk about elimination for Texas, Oklahoma. Also, you know, can Miami bounce back? I mean, they're going on the road to SMU, and that's another noon game on the road. You know, a highly ranked team going into an unranked team. We remember SMU was in the damn playoffs last year.
They were.
And they still got a lot of those dudes back.
Pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
Like, the quarterback is still there and everything.
And so can Miami, you know, they've had a week to prepare and all those Lichter wounds, can they bounce back, man? Because this is where Carson gets in trouble, coming off of a raggedy-ass game like he played in his last game. Mm-hmm. And with that opportunity to go on the road like that, can he? Because they're going to be packed in Dallas. I don't know a lot about SMU since, you know, their crowd, but, I mean, I think it's going to be a rocking atmosphere, and Carson better be careful.
What's with the Sark to the NFL stuff?
I have no clue.
Like, where's that coming from?
Where is it coming from, and why is it coming from?
Why? I mean, he's doing a fine job at Texas, and we talk about losing big games and all that, but they beat Oklahoma in the Red River game a couple weeks ago. Like, what? People really want that? The NFL team kind of clamoring for that one?
I don't subscribe to that.
Yeah, I don't.
Texas has had a rough year.
Okay, they had a rough year.
It might get real rough.
So what's the
– lost to Vandy, lost to Georgia.
No, I got you, but
well, – no, we understand that
again,
part.
But that
it's
would,
nice to have options. Nice to have people thinking about
it. Okay. This is like an agent playing the
– Well, it's not the agent. It's from his representatives, though non-agent representatives, but yeah.
Right. So they're kind of getting in front of it. Like, oh, okay, you don't like Sark anymore? Well, they want him over there. Got it. I see what they're doing. A little public relations game. Understood. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Get back out to the practice field today. Coaches speaking with the media, answering questions about everything that's going on. Zach Robinson, confident that they're going to get it figured out. Hopefully that happens on Sunday. We'll let you hear from him coming up in about 20 minutes. Mark Schlereth going to join us, our Odyssey NFL insider at 1:20, an hour away from the AMA as well.
Yeah, they better get it damn fixed. I mean.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, It's getting late fast.
Getting late early.
Getting late early.
It always does here in Atlanta,
yeah,
doesn't
it?
It
sure does. You know what I mean? Hey, it's, what's the name this weekend, right? Daylight saving time?
Oh, I thought it was Halloween.
Halloween.
That's right. Fall back from Saturday into Sunday.
Yeah, Halloween is Friday.
Friday night, yeah.
Oh, man. A Friday night Halloween.
I know.
What can it's go
a dream
wrong.
Come true
what
as a kid.
Go damn wrong.
Just absolutely perfect. Now as an adult, it's like, oh, what a nightmare.
Exactly.
People are going to be knocking on the door way too late.
Yeah, man. Just like.
It should have been somewhere else than Utah for game day, coming in off of a Halloween.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Where's where they went?
I don't know. Someplace where people have fun.
Yeah.
Stay up late into the night.
Yeah.
Do wild stuff. The cocktail party would be a good place to be. Now, that's Florida's fault.
That's Florida's fault.
That they're not there. It's on Florida. On
it's Texas's fault.
Okay.
They should be at Vandy.
Yeah.
Again, 2 weeks straight.
Back to back. No, now they're at Texas this week, so they could be in Austin.
Yeah, then do that.
It's Penn State's fault. They would be at that game if Penn State didn't suck. Like, there's, you know, there's a lot of other
big
places.
Big noon kickoff still going to that
they
game.
Probably they probably assumed that they – well, they have to. Yeah. Ohio State's there. I mean, big noon kickoff has to follow Ohio State around pretty much.
But that's – I mean, yeah, man. I was like, damn, it is on Friday, huh? Yeah, well.
What are you guys doing?
You know, we always do. We go to the trick-or-treaters' houses, ones we always go to.
What kind of costumes are we talking about?
Sammy got some costume with something that is like a scary looking dude.
All right.
And Bash is going to be Oscar.
The Grouch?
Yeah. yeah, Bash, you're going
to
be.
You got a trash can to put him in.
Huh?
You got a trash can to wheel him around in?
No. He's going to have to.
Bro, if he pops out of a trash can. Yeah,
he's going to be Oscar. I'm just a mule. I just dragged the wagon.
I mean, you're Oscar's dad. I just dragged
the wagon.
You got an Oscar shirt and everything.
I know, dude. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. And then I know him and his best buddy talking about having a sleepover at the crib. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No. But of course, please, Dad. Like, what did Mama say? She said it's up to you. Don't ever tell me when something's up to me, because I'm gonna say no.
Perfect. The answer's no.
Say no.
Oh, no. I'm the final vote.
Yeah.
No teenage sleepovers. No. Actually, that sounds awful.
No.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Just in case you missed it, this happened yesterday.
19th in Yamamoto. There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone. Junior gives the Jays the lead.
Turns out Shohei Ohtani is in fact human.
Yeah, you hang a breaking pitch to Vlad Jr.
He's gonna park it.
He's gonna pound it and make you pay for it, and that's what happened there. I like that this is what's happening, because it was just kind of, I don't know, I thought it was annoying and dismissive the way that everyone was talking about how the Dodgers were just gonna beat them and it was gonna be easy and they don't have a chance. Well, the series is tied 2-2, and they took them to 18 in Game 3. So nobody told the Brewers, or told the Blue Jays, they didn't have a chance, which I love. And they got likable players on that team. Vlad Jr.'s awesome. I hope it goes 7, and I hope the Blue Jays win.
Looking like a mic. So it's best of three now. So Game 5 tonight, 8 o'clock, Yesavage versus Blake Snell. Should be another dandy. So after the game yesterday in the Dodgers locker room, so, you know, you do all this work, or maybe not, to get, you know, a press pass. I'm sure you've earned that right to go to the World Series and represent whoever you're representing. Why make it all the way to Mookie Betts' locker and ask this silly stuff?
When you go to bed tonight, put your head on the pillow tonight, what will you think about Shohei? Will you think about Freddie? What jumps out at you?
I'm probably not going to think about another man while I'm in bed.
Fair enough.
Is that the best you can come up with?
These people who get in locker rooms become such dumbasses now.
Why would you even... Are you going to think about Freddie Freeman when you go to bed tonight? Like, why would you even...
I'm trying to think of what the goal of the question was.
Exactly. There was none.
Was like...
No, he was trying to get a chuckle.
What's on your mind coming out of the first four games? Or I don't know.
Well, Freddie and Shohei have pretty much carried the Dodgers. Maybe, you know, Mookie hadn't done a whole lot. But, I mean, if you're going to ask him anything, would it not be the other team maybe you're thinking about?
I don't know.
Are you thinking about Vlad Jr. when you're...
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I can understand where they're trying to go. I don't know where he was trying to go with that one. I don't know. I don't know.
What the hell is going on? I need to talk to Shaq.
I don't know why.
Why is this TV channel that he works for showing all the Florida highlights of them making against us last year when we won the game? The interceptions and everything. Shaq, you need to fix that.
They're trying to make Georgia mad.
Got
to
fix that, Shaq.
Revenge.
Bulletin board material.
Yeah.
Way to go.
For the Georgia Bulldogs. I don't know. I just don't ever remember, like, hearing what was going on in locker rooms, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't remember hearing questions that people... I'm sure people have asked mediocre questions for a long time. Maybe they're worse now.
I think everything is a point now. It's not wanting an answer anymore. It's wanting a reaction.
Yeah, you're looking for a moment.
Yeah.
What are you even looking for there? Looking,
I don't know.
But that's because it's a new thing now. It's like everybody, you're looking for a reaction. Now.
But I always say the same thing.
Not necessarily an answer.
I don't know who that guy is. I'm not trying to, like... He may be very good at his job or whatever.
A good reporter wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know how to ask questions. And I think a part of that is we're losing so much in terms of the way that people used to earn the ability and access
to be able to be in there.
And it just, you know, you used to have to take this step and then this step. And like that question there, you probably would have asked the high school baseball coach. And got shot down to learn to not ask a question like that when you get, you know what I mean? Because nobody's great at interviewing people the first time they do it.
Yeah.
You learn how to do it as time goes on. And I think the process by which a lot of that stuff is earned doesn't take place anymore.
I guess because it's the Dodgers.
That guy also might be 70 years old and has been doing this for 50 years. So I don't know. I don't know who that was.
You know, since they probably issue like 1,000 press passes because
I'll give it to you. He's a dumbass, Andy.
A lot of people can get him that maybe.
I don't know. I don't know the guy. But
you know who asks great questions? Kids. What's better or more wholesome than Jameis Winston sitting down with some kids?
What position you play?
I play quarterback.
So you're Jackson Dart?
No, I'm not Jackson Dart. I'm Jameis Winston. If you have any job in the world, what would it be?
Be an NFL player.
NFL player? Come on, man. What are you willing to do to be an NFL player?
Work my hardest for LA. And be loyal and be respectful. And do my work.
If you want to be an NFL player, you gotta have a, you don't necessarily got to have a good team, but you got to be willing to work with your team. As a leader, you gotta be lead that team regardless.
What's your favorite teammate?
My favorite teammate is a teammate that's loyal, that works hard, and empties the tank. They give all they got every single time.
There you go. You don't necessarily have to have a good team. You just gotta be a good teammate.
That was a good answer.
That was a great answer.
Great answer.
That was a good answer.
Great answer.
I thought he was gonna go a different direction and say
me.
His no, the man above.
Oh,
that's the ultimate best teammate. I thought that's what he was going to say.
That's a very Jameis answer, too.
Yeah. I thought he was going to go that route. But the generic what makes a good teammate was also a good answer, too.
100%. So, Andy, this
growth of a man.
This is a good one for us because Lamar Jackson's all about the business for the rest of the NFL season, all the way to where he removed all the fun out of the Baltimore Ravens locker room.
I told Kaniko our head equipment guy, I told him to take all the games, ping pong, turn the TVs off. If we could have took the TVs out, it would have been out too, but I appreciate Mr. Steve for putting that in there for us. You know, but,
Mr. Steve.
Yeah, we had to focus. I wouldn't say people don't take the job serious, don't get me wrong, but like, I didn't feel like it was the time for that. You know, we got a lot of work.
I love
still
it.
Favorites to win the North.
I love it. I love the fact that it was him and not the coaching staff that did that. I love the fact because I'm just like, this is how I've always been. Like, what the hell you need a ping pong table in a locker room for? Now, this ain't college where you got to have this stuff to attract a player. Just whatever. But again, it's a gambling aspect. They gamble. Oh. Gamble on. Oh yeah. We just ain't playing no ping pong.
A little friendly.
Yeah, we just ain't playing no ping pong.
Friendly.
Y'all
game
never talk about it like that.
Yeah. And I mean, Bo,
stack sitting on
Bo,
ping pong.
There's
table?
Nothing in a NFL locker room that is not gambled on.
All that Madden gets pretty.
Everything is everything. Everything. Can I make this shot? Can I throw my dirty socks into the trash bin? Like, everything is bet on. Everything.
If they turn it around, it's going to be because of that.
Oh, man. 100%.
Not because Lamar came back from injury, or the defense got healthy.
Because they're going to get
Derrick
come back.
Henry stopped fumbling it in crunch time.
Yes.
It is going to be because the ping pong table was removed from the locker room.
Eat it up.
Leadership.
Eat it up, baby.
It's just leadership.
So we all have the boss's number, right? Like, we all have Mike's number. So yeah, it only makes sense.
Should we give it out?
No. Uh-oh. We shouldn't probably give it out. Freaky might, though. It only makes sense that NFL owners have Roger Goodell's number, and I've never really thought about this, but
yeah.
How much do you think Roger Goodell gets complaints from owners every Sunday when it comes to things like officiating?
I can imagine. I can only imagine.
Here's Roger.
Yeah, you know they're coming, but I usually send a few myself. I mean, when I'm sitting at home, I can sit with my pad and I'm writing down notes the whole time about things I see, things I want to see, things that we should do better. And my staff hates it because I come in Monday morning with every play that I would call a controversial or significant impact. And we look at those.
Of course.
This phone's got to blow up every Sunday.
Of course, man. I
bet he's got multiple phones.
Yes.
Do you think he answers all those?
No.
Like when he sees a particularly crappy called game.
Like when Jerry calls him?
Oh, my goodness.
No, that's...
Does he have Jerry Jones blocked?
when Jerry calls him?
Jerry Jones gets picked up 10% of the time.
Yeah.
Like he's got the lowest completion percentage in the league. Because I bet he calls him every single Sunday.
I mean...
You know?
Roger?
No, we don't
know. Just complaining about everything.
Not this week.
Roger?
We're good on this one this week.
Oh, damn.
But yeah, no, I mean,
hey, baby, as Jerry, answer for me.
What do you think Jerry's contact name is in Roger Goodell's phone?
That's Jerry, a great question. Jera?
Jera. Geriatric.
Whiny ass Jera.
Oil spots. Oily. Oh, yeah, there we go. Oily.
Spots.
Oily. Join Sports Radio Night Today game after each Falcons game for the Falcons flyover. It's your first chance to call and react after every Falcons game. I bet it was on fire this past week.
God, can you imagine?
Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons flyover. Immediately after every time.
Yeah, bless
I've been
Chris
bless
Thomas.
Chris Thomas, boy.
Rob Tribble and all the people that have done that show for all these years.
Who produces the show? Like, who's your engineer? Too. The one that picks up the phone for the Falcons flyover. Because bless them too.
Because they have to talk to him
they
first.
They got to talk to him first. Exactly.
They got to prep him.
I got
to. Like, okay.
Is it Noel? Is it Noel?
Okay, Al. Let me put you on hold.
Hold on.
Okay, hold. Just don't cuss.
You are not on the air yet.
All right, we're going to get to you. Because not everybody knows. Like, you think when it picks up, you're going.
Yes.
Like, no. We'll put you on hold. They'll get to you. Let's hope for a fun Falcons flyover on Sunday afternoon/evening. Let's hope. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day. Let's hear from some of the Falcons coaching staff from today as they turn the page and get ready for the Patriots on Sunday afternoon. What?
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.